This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Paddington Mystery by John Rode, with an introduction by Tony Medawar. Read by Gordon Griffin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction. The writer best known as John Rode was born Cecil John Charles Street on the 3rd of May 1884 in the British territory of Gibraltar. His mother was descended from a wealthy Yorkshire family, and his father was a distinguished commander in the British Army, who, at the time of his son's birth, was serving in Gibraltar as Colonel-in-Chief of the 2nd Battalion of Scottish Rifles. Shortly after his birth, John Street's parents returned to England where, not long after John's 5th birthday, his father died unexpectedly. John and his widowed mother went to live with her father, and in 1895 John was sent to Wellington College in Berkshire. John did well in his academic studies, and perhaps unsurprisingly, given the approach he took to detective stories, he excelled in the sciences. At the age of 16, John left school to attend the Royal Military Academy at Woolwich, and on the outbreak of the Great War, as it was then called, he enlisted, rising to the rank of major by March 1918. While he was wounded 3 times, John Street's main contribution...